What up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited you're here. I wanted to give you guys an amazing shout out. I love the fact that I can say that I'm over 100,000 downloads, and that's all because of you, my Straight Talkers. You guys are freaking amazing. Now, you know, I go around this amazing planet of ours, finding the best humans that I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. I got a really cool dude for y'all, so sit back, y'all. Y'all about to learn something. I am here with Michael Charles, okay? He is a mastermind when it comes to credit repair and financial literacy. Now, Michael empowers individuals and entrepreneurs to conquer their credit. Y'all, you know we need that. Unlocking the door to financial freedom. And with his profound insight into the credit system and a fervent passion for financial education, Michael has transformed countless lives. And I know you guys are going to freaking love this. Now, his five-step roadmap to credit mastery offers not just advice, but a blueprint for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of credit. Michael, you know we need you, y'all. We need you. All right. Hey. So, thank you for being on Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I love the intro. I really, really do, man. Nina, the energy is consuming. I'm here with it too. So it's definitely
good. Something from you. I know. I've been told I have a lot of energy. I come at you, but what are you going to do? I love what I do. I love speaking to people like you. I love having people who know what they're talking about come on this platform to impact lives, right? So a lot of people that listen to the show are CEOs and managers and leaders and thought process, you know, like they just love to grow. And so I've never had anybody come on to talk about credit literacy, none of that, Michael. So you are going to break us out on this because we don't know what the heck is going on, okay? Like right now, I think the world is a little upside down and credit is something people are kind of trying to navigate and figure out how to beat the system or what to do. So before we get into all of that great stuff, I do want to know more about you. So who are you, Michael? Who are you?
Well, I am Michael Charles. Grew up in Florida for the most part. Really just humble beginnings, to be honest. So I grew up in a position to where, you know, I didn't have everything and I had to learn everything, and everything that I do know now and everything I have now is based off of personal experiences. It's both based off of trying and based off of getting out of a mindset of just being complacent of where I was at. So, you know, who I am, I'm a go-getter. I'm a person that's always and willing to learn. I'm a sponge, meaning that I just grab everything I can and just grow from it. So that's who I am as a person.
That's really great too, right? Because I think there's something powerful, Michael, I think of coming from humble beginnings. There is something powerful about that. I also came from a very humble beginning, right? But it also gave me like this tenacity inside of me and this strength to want to be better, to want to do more, to want to learn more, right, Michael? So I think that we can go two different ways, right? We could either want to grow and push ourselves and expand, or we could become the victim. So it just depends on who we want to become, right? So tell me what that moment was for you, or what those series of moments was for you when you decided, you know what? Just because I come from here doesn't mean I got to be, you know, be this.
Well, for me, honestly, it came, I can say really, like you said, it depends. You have two choices to make in life, right? I have siblings, I have friends, and I have people that I grew up around with, right? And I look back and seeing the decisions I made versus what they made and seeing their position, right? I'm a homeowner, I'm a business owner, multiple business owners. I've gained so much success in my life, and not to say that I'm better than anybody, but everybody has the same opportunity. And you have to put yourself in a position like you have to know that you want more in life. And I think that's where I came in. You know, when I was growing up, seeing my mother working two jobs, three jobs, I didn't see that for myself. And I didn't see her doing that forever too. So I always strived and always wanted to put the family in a better position. I always put family first. I always put others first. And I think having that type of personality really pushed me and guided me into position I am. And on top of that, I always had my faith in God. I always believed in God, you know, God was guiding me through, and also God always wanted best. And, you know, God's people at the end of the day, if we are going to call our God's people, we are prosperous. We're meant to have power. We're meant to have success in our lives. We're not meant to have poverty and be in that state in it forever. We go through hard times, but we have to grow through hard times.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. And I think that that is literally the purpose, I feel, of our existence in life here, is to grow through life and to serve others, right? Yes. Because it's one thing to grow and then just keep it to yourself. I feel that makes you stagnant. Mm-hmm. And part of your growth is learning something, teaching, teaching, right? Yeah. Because that's the way we can expand, can grow, can pour into somebody else and not just ourselves, right? What was that moment for you that said to you, you know what? I'm going to learn this thing, right? Which is credit, right? Which is credit, credit repair, finances, all of that. What was that for you? Was there something that you struggled with? Was there something that you saw your family kind of struggling with when it came to getting credit or getting loans or growing, or what was that?
I feel like everybody around me just had that struggle with credit as a whole. And it came really from a lack of knowledge, lack of understanding of what credit was. So for me, that turning point to really dive deep and understanding it came in when I needed credit. I needed to buy a home. I needed to buy a car. And I was like, this can't be life. And these rates that I was seeing, and, you know, being young, being, you know, I was 21 at this, it's 19 when I bought my first car, and a 30% interest loan, and looking at the documents and not understanding, just going through. And then I was just going through the cycle. And the reality clicked to me when I was buying a home. I had a realtor that really took their time in letting me know that, hey, you're not in a position that you think that you are. For me, I thought I was okay. I thought this was the normal. This was expected. But when the realtor stepped in and just told me, like, Mike, you need to really structure your credit properly, it caused me to go in deep and start educating myself, reading books, watching videos and understanding it. And that really helped me establish for myself. And then I began teaching my family members the same information I had. And when doing that, I started realizing their credit is not just not there, their credit is bad. Meaning collections, meaning charge-offs, meaning, you know, certain things on there. So that drove me even further to see how can I repair their credit. You know, I learned what credit was. Now the goal would be to how to repair credit, and I began just doing that for family members, for myself, and just certain tactics that were out there. And it was golden. It started working, and I just started continuing to do that. I've been doing that for multiple years. As far as a business, I was like, you know what? Let me reach the masses. Like you said earlier, it's not just about growing yourselves. It's not about just keeping everything inside. It's about helping others. And that's really where I decided, you know what, let's make it a business. Let's have a voice. Let's have a brand to where we can reach people that are in those hard positions, and help take them out of it.
I grew up like that as well. And what I realized growing up in that is that we're not taught that though, Michael. We're not taught that, right? So that was really powerful for somebody to come to you and say, hey, Michael, you're not where you should be, and you're definitely not where you think you are. That's a great aha moment for you, right? And a powerful thing to show you that what you're doing now, Michael, helping others in your community or helping others out in the world is also going to be impactful for those who will take it, for those who will take the actual knowledge, right? Because you decided, hey, wait a second, really? I'm not where I was paying 30% interest on my car. That's a lot, by the way, Michael. But when you don't know, you don't know. When you don't know, you don't know, right? Because many years ago when I was younger, same thing, right? I bought a car for my family. I was paying like 28% or 29%. That's a lot of money. But you don't realize it. You're just thinking, oh, my credit is good enough to get the car. Great. I love that knowledge. Go ahead.
And that's so true. Like, you think that's the normal. You think 30%, 20% is the normal when you're paying like almost double the car. And when you get in a place of power, like, you know, this is before pre-pandemic, I was getting, you know, I was able to get loans for 3%, you know, car loan. I got I decided to get a brand new car for the first time when I hit 30. And you know, I got it for 3%. I was like, man, this is really good. I can enjoy mm-hmm. this type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. credit not only helps in those areas, credit helps in a lot of areas in life that people don't realize. It helps lower your car insurance. They look at that when you're looking for a job. They actually look at your credit and seeing what type of person that you are in different aspects.
Right.
Car loans, home loans, every aspect of your life always revolves right back to credit in some way, shape, or form. Your credit is looked into, your history is looked into, your transactional processing and history is weighted in a sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? And the system is pretty much set up sometimes against us too, right? Because if you're not educated, mm-hmm. In credit or how it works or what you really should be focusing on to increase your credit score, all of that stuff, you mm-hmm. are constantly a slave to the system. You're just a slave to the system because whatever they say goes and how much they want to charge goes and how much they want to, you know, pin on your payments go or whatever they want to, you know, charge you if you're a little late or not. You know what I mean? Like there's always these nuances to things, right?
Yep,
do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. And, you know, take it back to the Bible where it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, which mm-hmm. is very true. Because you don't know, you don't take action on certain things. So, and in reality, I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. The credit agencies, the credit bureaus, they don't look at them as somebody there to help you. They are a company that is profiting off of your bad credit. Profiting right. out of your lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Anytime that mm-hmm. you go and get a loan and you get denied, they get a paycheck off of that. So they want you to get denied. They want you to be in a position.
I didn't know that. Where you wow.
And the lenders, they also are on their side too. So you're basically public enemy number one to them mm-hmm. because every little aspect to your credit, is scrutinized, and anything that they can apply on your credit to make your interest rates higher, to make your higher, it's a paycheck to them. So you need to look at them as a company, not as your, you know, not as a friend or not as, you know, this is my score. This you have to take action on certain things to really take control of your rights and your opportunities.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. And so freaking true. So I know that when I introduced you, we talked about your 5-step system, right? So can you kind of, you don't have to tell us all of it, but I do want you to kind of break it down for us a little bit. What is this 5-step system that you're talking about? What's up, y'all? It's Nina here. I recently stumbled across this little thing and this absolute game changer for me. And I just had to share it with you because, hello, you know, I'd be sharing my stuff with y'all, right? This is called Magic Mind. And this little tiny elixir, y'all, this thing, okay, it's empty because Nina be drinking it, okay? This little elixir has been like my little secret weapon, and it's packed with powerful ingredients like adaptogens and nootropics and matcha. I mean, this little thing is like magic for real, okay? I've really noticed the difference. It has really helped me with my level of laser focus and productivity and reaching my goals for the day. And for someone like me who's all about living my life with intention and purpose, this is priceless. All right, this is priceless. I am totally going to recommend this to you. And you guys know I recommend only things I love and trust. Here's the best part. Magic Mind is amazing. And they have a link for you, magicmind.com/straighttalk. You can use that special discount, straighttalk20. It only has one T, straighttalk20, to get 20% off of your first time purchase. So head over to magicmind.com/straighttalk. Your future self is going to thank you for it, and it's going to thank me.
Well, this 5-step system is really how is understanding your credit, understanding the rights that you have under your credit, and understanding the aspects of it. So a lot of people don't know that your credit is a pie in a sense where there's different ratios and weights. So, you know, you have your credit history, which is weighted at 30%. Your credit utilization, meaning the credit cards that you're swiping every day that you're using and you letting rack up, that is affecting 35% of your credit score. You also have your inquiries, which is the impact, which is 10%. You have those little things that are rated on your credit, and that allows you to really be qualifiable. So if you don't really understand that and understand the impact aspects of that, differences between a revolving credit and a installment loan, right? Revolving credit is like a credit card, again, that continually, you know, revolves over time. Installment loans, like a car loan, a home loan, and certain things, how they're weighted on your profile can determine on what your score is and can determine what you get qualified for. And there's easy steps in that guide. I provide easy steps on how to build those aspects of it and how to really get yourself qualified for whatever you're looking to try to do.
Hey, wow, that's good. Like, you really are taking them through the knowledge base of it, right? That they're really starting to understand, okay, wait, Michael's system said this about my credit. I got to really focus on this part of it. Like, I know that there's just so much saturation of people giving bad advice, right? And yeah. So because of that and our lack of knowledge, you start to not see progress, right? Yeah. But what I liked about you is a few things. One, the fact that you are very honest and true about who you are and where you come from. You're also really somebody who put a system together because you are trying to really help people to kind of understand, not kind of to understand what they are going through and how to manage that, right? Because there is good debt. I mean, you can have debt where you use it to grow and expand your business and all of that kind of stuff. So there's good things. One thing I think about when I think about the word of God is when it says, do not be slave to the lender, right? Mm. And so we are slaves to lenders when we cannot breathe. When the debt is so bad because we've misutilized it, we haven't utilized it the way we should. And so now we're feeling overwhelmed and a little bit like choked up, right? From all the high interest rates, you can never catch up. You're paying $100 a month, but they're taking $75 in interest, and you're never seeing it go down. So can you give my audience one strong tip that they can start implementing like right now, like something that you think is really important for them to do starting right now before they call you to work with you? Like, what's the one thing they can just say, I got to go do this right now?
Okay. I would say one thing, stop being a consumer with your credit. Be more mindful of what you're spending your money on. You have to really be in a position to use credit to create cash flow. That's the one way to master credit.
So good.
If you get yourself in the position to where anytime that you're spending on credit, that you're utilizing to make you more money at the end. And I know you, at the beginning, you said you have entrepreneurs on your, you know, on as part of your audience. Entrepreneurs, your credit, you can leverage your credit to gain capital and to grow your business. I speak directly to entrepreneurs in this aspect. It's don't be fearful to use credit to help build your business or help grow your business faster. Just be responsible and knowing where you're putting your money from and knowing that it's going to bring cash flow in. So if you're buying equipment to be able to fill up your restaurant, or you're buying equipment to do a project, if you know that's going to bring you $10,000, $5,000 a month in revenue, It's okay to use credit to do that. So
right,
don't be fearful of using it, but use it for more cash flow. And you want to be an asset. One of my mentors always said, to be an asset, you have to have three things. You have to have the mindset, you have to have the skill set, and you have to have the tool set. These three things allow you to become an asset. So you want to go ahead and shift your mind on credit and understand what it is. You want to be a tool set. You got to have this. You have the equipment, have the tools, have the things ready to be able to grow yourself. And the skill set is to be able to do that. So if you're a chef, that's a skill. If you know about financing, that's a skill. If you know how to drive, if you know how to run a business, you know how to be a manager, that's a skill. Combine those three things together and then you'll become an asset and you'll start generating that generating things. So
good. Michael, because of the things that have been happening with the economy and all of that, right? And people are struggling. This is a real thing, right? People are struggling. Yeah. So is there hope? Or is there like a way for an entrepreneur, and this was asked to me a while back, but I don't know about, you know, credit the way, you know, like to advise too many people. I only know what I do to manage my own. But let me ask you this, Michael, for somebody who is listening, and if there's someone listening who's just starting their business, or their personal credit is not that great, but they're just starting their business, is there hope for someone like that? Are there tools for somebody like that, who's just starting their business, their credit's not that great, but they want to start this business?
Yeah. 100%. You can change your life in 3 to 6 months, easy. If your credit is not that great, you can build. There's tools out there to build your credit. I can give you three things right now, right? For you to be able to leverage your credit to start up a business, or to you leverage your personal credit to start up capital in your business, you can do three things. Start establishing personal credit. That personal credit, you can apply a credit card to your profile, which could be a Discover It. Discover It is something I highly recommend. If you don't qualify for a regular credit card, you will likely qualify for a secure credit card. They graduate you to a regular credit card with good habits as early as 6 months. So you'll graduate into that platform if you only qualify for a secure credit card. Start applying some credit builder programs on your profile. So they have Ava, meetava.com. meetava.com. You can apply trade lines on your profile. That trade line will help boost your score and help establish some personal credit on your profile to help build help build a structure or a setup to really look like you have history, right? So it look into meetava.com. All the information is on the site. And the third thing, I said installment loan, I said the credit card. And the third thing is how to authorize a user. If you have a family member or friend that you trust, I'm putting an emphasis on trust, that you trust and you know that, you know, that has good personal credit. You can add trade lines and add history on your profile. Now you have a strong profile that you can go ahead and leverage to apply for a business credit card or a business bank account, create a business bank account, and then open a business credit card that will help grow your business, that you can start leveraging to end up buying your equipment, your tools and things that you need. That's just a rundown, but there's multiple things that you can do. And honestly, you can repair your credit within 3 to 6 months. It's not a lifelong activity or a task that you think that.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. You know, I know someone personally who I was talking to, who honestly was so overwhelmed with debt, right? And they had I think they had lost their job or something happened where there was this gap, right, of income. And they decided to, what's that called? Settlement. They decided to do some settlements on their accounts, right? And okay. So they just called me. They're like, oh my God, I just paid it off. They were so happy. So they finally paid off all of their settlements. And one of the things that maybe they were a little bit discouraged about is how long this was going to take for them to now repair their credit. So I'm going to have them make sure they see this episode and make sure that they, you know, call you or whatever, because if they can get their credit back up in 3 to 6 months, that would be super helpful for a person like this. Right. And this, Michael, has happened to so many people. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people are struggling with paying all of the bills because they had a good job and then now they have the debt, but not the job or the money, you know? So I think this could be a really strong place for someone to start, is to know, like what you just said, that's encouraging, Michael. That's encouraging for somebody to think, oh, wait, 3 to 6 months, I can live with that. I could do that. You know?
You can definitely do it. If you do nothing, it will take you the full 7 years that it takes for those things to remove off your credit. Paying off those debt that you did the positive step and paying that off. But guess what? They're still reporting on your credit report.
Yeah.
You can just take those items off your credit report and they'll disappear. So they're no longer impacting you. Unfortunately, you do pay them off. They still report. And then when you start applying for other things, the new lenders, they see that and they grade you on that. So your next goal now is to work on getting those things disappeared off your
credit. I didn't even know you could do that. That is amazing.
You can remove
that's amazing
off your report now.
Look at that, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's my mic? I gotta drop my mic around here. What are you talking about? That is really awesome, though, Michael. Seriously, this is gonna give so many people so much hope, and a place to breathe. You know, because I've been there. I think 20 years ago or something, where I got into I had a terrible divorce, and mm-hmm. I had to go into bankruptcy because I couldn't keep up with the bills anymore. Yeah. And it took like 9-10 years to get that thing off of my credit report. I mean, naturally, right? It took 10 years to get it off. Yeah. And nobody ever told me that I can maybe fight a couple of those things or take some things off. You know, I was never told that. I just suffered with that low score for 10 years. So thank you for inspiring people. And thank you for coming on here to share that. Because that's, this is going to be, I believe this is going to be very impactful for a lot of people. And I know this is going to give people hope. And a breathing space, Michael, a breathing space, because that's the most thing I think about the most is when I think about all the people that I've worked with or the people that I speak to, that's one thing they're feeling is overwhelmed, stressed. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of that happening right now. And mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the part of Nina, I want to start my business, but I have no credit or my credit's bad, or I don't know what to do to fix this. I'm not a credit expert, right? I'm a coach. Mm-hmm. I help women mm-hmm. create their coaching businesses. I don't know about credit that way. So you, my friend, are going to be the mm-hmm. expert that comes in for that piece because I don't know it, right? So, so thank you for doing that. And thank you for giving them those tips and stuff that they can start too, because that's going to be helpful. So before I wrap up though, I want people to know how they can work with you, Michael, because this is going to be important, right? For those who are listening and are feeling overwhelmed, I want them to know that they can reach out to you, that they can work with you, that they can have you help them, right? Yeah. So how do people reach out to you to become a client or to speak with you about this?
Well, everything's out on social media. I'm very active and I also teach. You know, I have free resources available. I have other paid resources like dispute letters and things that are available to help you through the process. And I'm an open book at the same time. I'm very active in my DM. So if you want to reach me at MichaelC242 on all social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I'm very active in my inbox, and I will be happy to help you out with any questions that you have in regards to credit, in regards to helping you, you know, position your business properly and getting the funding on your startup business if you need it. Or if you're just looking to say, like, you know what, I need to restart my life, I'm here for you too. I can give you whatever information I have to help you fast track your success. And that's my goal.
That's awesome.
All those platforms, and there's links, there's DMs, again, all available. And if I don't reach out to you in a minute, trust me, I will get to you within
And it's
day.
Michael C242, you said?
Michael C242.
Awesome. Michael, this was awesome. This was really good. And this was a lot of good information in such a short period of time. Thank you so much for putting up with all my glitches going on over here. And thank you for sharing that information. I think it's going to really, I can't wait to hear the feedback is what I'm trying to say, because I think this is going to be amazing. And for people to know that somebody like you is out here just really trying to help out, just really trying to help people out, is so powerful, because mm-hmm. it's not found much, right? So for you to be an open resource and have all these resources and being active in your social media where people can learn, this mm-hmm. is gold. This is gold. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing this space with me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
This is so good. So good. I told you guys, this guy was amazing. I'm probably going to have him on again because I like him so much. And I think he has so much information, so many things going on. If he could put up with all my media stuff going on over here, my Wi-Fi, I don't know what the heck is going on over here. He deserves another take on Straight Talk. But I want to make sure that you guys follow him. I'm going to make sure I link all of his information below. I want to make sure that you reach out to him. Do not hesitate. If you are somebody who thinks there's no hope, I can't do this, blah, 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 that's not true. Stop letting the system and people tell you things that go against you, okay? I want you to go against that. Go against mm-hmm. the narrative and try to find out what it is you can do. Start from a place of reality. Start from mm-hmm. a place of now and go from there and don't get pushed back anymore, okay, guys? I love you so much. You guys are freaking awesome. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and share this video with someone you think may be impacted or needs this kind of service in their life. Because I think we all do, guys. I love you so much. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.